It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. On a clear, sunny morning this fall, I went for a walk along the Bitterroot River. I stood on the bank near a huge cottonwood tree, hoping to see a part of the waterfowl migration. I heard the rattling call of a resident kingfisher. Suddenly, an immature bald eagle swooped down with talons extended and smacked the water. It missed whatever its target was, circled, and made another unsuccessful plunge. I hope it will continue to cruise this stretch of water all winter to hone its skills. Then I heard a soft call and detected a slight movement in the lower branches of the cottonwood. It was a downy woodpecker, the smallest of the woodpeckers, about the size of a sparrow and weighing only an ounce. Downies are black, with a white back and outer tail feathers. You can tell the male from the female by the small red patch on the back of the male's head. Their bill is short and chisel-like, and at close range both sexes have a small but conspicuous tuft of feathers at the base of the upper bill. These two characteristics help distinguish the downy from the similar-looking hairy woodpecker. The bird seemed unafraid and preoccupied as it foraged on the thin lower twigs and branches of the cottonwood. Downies use their stiff outer tail feathers as props while feeding. I knew this bird could be resourceful, as I've seen it eating seeds on mullein plants not more than 3 feet tall. But what could it be finding to eat in these skinny twigs? It turned out this little downy was working on galls. The trunks, branches, and leaves of cottonwoods, lodgepole pine, willows, woods rose, and even knapweed are sometimes marred by small swellings called galls. These are commonly caused by insect parasites, which cause the plant to produce tough, woody tissue at the damaged site, effectively walling off the parasite larvae from the rest of the plant. Certain kinds of midges create galls on willows, while wasps are the culprits on woods rose, and flies can lead to galls on knapweed and many other plants. I observed the downy woodpecker forage for more than 10 minutes. It moved from gall to gall rather quickly, as apparently not all of them contained living larvae to munch on. How did the bird know? Some researchers claim woodpeckers can hear bugs and larvae inside plants. Some believe they can feel the small vibrations made by crawling insects. Once the bird located a gall with a tasty morsel inside, it spent up to 2 minutes completely peeling the round gall to extract its meal. When the bird finally left the cottonwood, I was able to retrieve some of the galls. The tree was peppered with them, a virtual gall garden. Many were old and had exit holes in them. Did the downy see this and know that gall was a dud? The peeled gall I collected showed traces of insect hieroglyphics, trails in the wood where larvae had bored through the soft interior tissue of the gall. Are there other gall gourmands? Apparently so. Deer mice feed on gallfly larvae from knapweed. This fly was introduced as a biological control for knapweed, but now also provides meals for deer mice. Studies have also shown that chickadees are dedicated gall farmers, spending up to 60% of foraging time feeding on gallfly larvae. It does not appear that downies use galls as a last resort in the dead of winter, as this was a cool but sunny day in October. Instead, gall larvae must fit the downy's energy expenditure budget. Perhaps gall gardens provide a concentrated protein food source that is abundant and accessible. I now pay much closer attention to locating these important gall farms and watching for the animals that use them. Today's Field Note was written by Charles Miller. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For center hours and information about upcoming events, call 327-0405 or visit us on the web at www.montananaturalist.org.